Well, the downpours notwithstanding, it is really summer. And the fact that it's only the 6th of December notwithstanding, nevertheless, people are starting to think about travel and going away. So joining us now, live from the Sandton Convention Centre, is EWN business reporter Mateo Juaripe. He's there because he's there for the launch of SA Tourism's 2022 summer campaign. Mateo, welcome. Good to have you on the show. So, first summer season since COVID and without restrictions. What is SA Tourism trying to convey with their new campaign? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Hopefully I can be a deal guy in terms of tourism for our listeners this time around.
Please.
No pressure. This particular SA Tourism campaign, the Gimme Summer campaign, is really SA Tourism trying to spur a lot of us as South Africans on to try and, you know, explore more of the country and support local to medium small businesses that are in tourism. Of course, last year we would have known that a lot of businesses are shut down because of COVID restrictions. There wasn't a lot of air travel, so not a lot of international visitors were coming into the country to give us that foreign exchange. So this time around, SA Tourism really launching summer for the first time without those restrictions, and hoping that a lot of South Africans will be getting in their cars, getting on planes to explore more of the country over the summer season.
And Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu either has spoken or will be spoken. What's the latest there?
The minister will be speaking at around 6 p.m. And of course, there's a lot to discuss in terms of South African tourism. It's one of the biggest contributed to GDP at 3.7%, but that was back in 2019, and that's why this particular program and campaign is necessary to get the SA Tourism business back to those numbers again. We've seen the likes of Sun International saying business has been better. There's been a lot of leisure travelers, but also business travelers coming into the country. But in terms of the minister, we are also expecting her to talk about how our government will be helping the industry recover over the summer. We know in terms of Durban, there's been those floods there. Have to be giving aid to some of those businesses that have been struggling because of the flood that happened earlier this year. And whether, there'll be a lot of safety for travelers around December. We've heard some headlines of international travelers that had been robbed, some that had been shot. So we want to hear from her, how government will ensure that, there's a lot of safety for local and international travelers over the period, and also making sure that we get SA Tourism back to its vibrant self.
Thanks so much, Mateo Juaripe. We'll hear more from Mateo throughout the afternoon. SA Tourism launching their summer season campaign, and Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu will be giving an update on their plans and a sense of what their priorities for December and January will be. It's 28 minutes past four.
Bona, it's that time of the year again, Mzansi. This summer, pack your short slimazaza, call a scheme and travel to your favorite location. With affordable deals for you and the fam, you'll be shouting, "Give me summer that's short left." Enjoy a hike with breathtaking views or yoga at the beach. Whatever your vibe is, we got you. Visit shortleft.co.za. After all, it's your country. Enjoy it, because nothing's more fun than a short left. Hashtag travel wise, Mzansi. T's and C's apply.